crazy. Happy Podmas Day 25.
December 25th.
I cannot believe we did it. We did it. We did it. We got through December. Congrats. We're going into our last week. And I did Podmas successfully. Holy fucking shit. And merry fucking Christmas. First of all, let's start off with the fact that this is just a day. This is just a day. Like a birthday or an anniversary or any other day, like a Tuesday. And there is so much pressure put on Christmas. There is so much pressure on having fun and having the best time ever. And it's okay if we're not, okay? My mom likes to make my day real busy on Christmas Day. Love her. God bless her. But, like, it's not always the best day. Hopefully now that I'm not drinking, it'll be better. Because before I used to drink probably all day of Christmas and it was just, like, chaotic and my brain would hurt. But I just want to tell you that there's a lot of pressure put on just certain days of the year, and we just made all of it up. We were like, this specific day, I mean, okay, yes, there are religious, you know, backgrounds and histories, and I'm not just gonna, like, hate on any of that. I didn't grow up religious, so I actually don't know any of that, like, history and significance of religion, but it's a day nonetheless, and one that we can, you know, live in as much as we can. And also feel okay if it was anticlimactic, because I certainly feel that way sometimes about Christmas. But I feel like it's really nice to just embrace the day as much as we can, feel grateful for any sort of gifts we may receive, and just enjoy the time with the family we do have, and then move the fuck on. Because guess what? New Year's Eve is coming up, baby! New Year's Eve! Okay, so there's some updates I want to give you in this final fucking day of Podmas. First of all, yesterday, on Christmas Eve, I talked about vision boarding, and I talked about printing off all these photos and putting them on a physical vision board. I didn't do that. I actually made my vision board on my phone, on Canva, with Pinterest images, and I love it. I've never done it before like this, and it's so fun. So tune in to my Instagram account at Human to Human Pod, because I put it on there, and I love it, and I'm obsessed with it, and I feel like it's cute. So wanted to get that out of the way. Second of all, Christmas trees. My dad is like Clark Griswold. If you have watched Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the whole family, the four of them, this white ass family, golly gee, go into the forest and they cut down a ginormous, humongous Christmas tree. Luckily, my dad didn't do the whole, like, ginormous Christmas tree thing, but we get the ugliest Christmas trees ever. They're all natural and we get to pay $0 for them, but my dad went to the cottage and he literally made the funniest video. Insert clip here.
Off searching for Christmas trees. Where can we? Aha.
I just love it. I love that he's like, okay, we're searching for a Christmas tree. Oh, you can see nothing. There's no Christmas looking trees around at all until there's one random one. And this happened, I think, 2 years ago. The same thing happened where he goes and he cuts down a tree and the branches are not full. They're sprawled out everywhere and it just looks so like it's half dead and it's just not cute. We are not an aesthetic family. Same with gifts. When I wrap gifts, I do not make them look as beautiful as some white girlies do. Honestly, I know some white girlies. Some white girlies, they make it look so pristine. I don't have the time. And if I did, I could make it. I could make the time. I don't have the energy. I don't have the fucks to give. So trust me, I'll be the first one to just say it's okay if we don't have the most aesthetic Christmas ever. Similarly, we don't make that big a deal of Christmas, I think. We do definitely like emphasize the day and have similar plans every year and have our traditions, but we're not like overly obsessed with like getting each other a bajillion gifts, which I'm pretty grateful for. And I'm also so grateful because I'm dating a man whose family makes Christmas even less of a big deal, which makes sense. They're Indian, and I don't know the religious part of it, but they don't do a ton of gifts or anything like that. They just get together with family. And I have a little story to tell you about the lovely PJs I'm wearing. I was visiting because he just got ACL surgery. If you haven't tuned into some recent episodes, I visited a couple days ago and his sister came home and she was Christmas shopping. So Josh and I were hanging out, chatting, and she came over and sat with us and we were talking too. And I said to her, I was like, I really love that you got me Christmas PJs last year. And it was just like super chill. I don't even remember. It wasn't the day of Christmas, like one random day near Christmas she gave me it. And I was like, oh my God, you did not need to get me a gift. And she was like, shut up. I wanted to relax. You don't need to get me anything, moving on. And I was like, okay. And they're Christmas PJs and I don't have any PJs that are like matching and like long sleeve and like they do up, like, you know, the aesthetic Christmas PJs. I don't have any of that shit. And so she gave them to me and it worked out perfectly because Josh's friend group had a Christmas party where it was like Christmas PJs only. That's the attire. So I was like, great. And I said to his sister, like, thank you so much for that last year because I can just like wear them every year. And then whatever, we kept talking and then Josh was like, can we watch Survivor now? And I was like, yes. So his sister left and we were watching Survivor. And then a bit later, she came back and she goes, so because we were just talking about like Christmas PJs, here you go. I just got these for you. And I was like, what the fuck? You did not need to get me a gift again this year. And you also didn't need to do anything like that. And I just thought it was hilarious and so nice. And I'm wearing them right now. And they are so soft. Like so, such a good amount of like, they're thin, which I like because I get really warm, but they're so soft. And I'm just obsessed with the fact that like, she was like, we were literally just talking about this, so I'm not going to make it a whole big deal and I'm not going to like wrap it up and make it like, I got you a gift. It's just like she was just tossed him over and was like, here you go. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. You're the best. And it just reminded me of my mom because my mom has done the same thing. I literally was in the shower thinking about how I wanted to bring something nice for Josh when I saw him the first time after his surgery to like, you know, help him recover in some way. So I'm in the shower and I'm thinking and I'm like, oh my gosh, he loves my memory foam pillow. I have this pillow that it's like curved and it's like so good for your neck. And every time he's here, he wants to take it home. And so I'm like, I don't know why, but I feel like my mom would have a brand new memory foam pillow in her closet. I have no reason to believe why this is true. I just had this gut feeling. So I get out of the shower and I'm like, Mom, I just had a great idea. And I like tell her and she's like, oh my God. She's like, come here, and brings me to her closet and gives me the pillow. And she's like, just replace it before Christmas Day. I'm like, say less. It was to gift to my grandma. But I'm like, I had no reason to know that, but I just had this intuition that like it would be something she would have. And the way Josh's sister gifted me these PJs is the exact same way my mom would do it if I went up to her and was like, oh my God, I really need this thing so badly. And I like, she kind of like knew I needed it. So she got me it for Christmas. She'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah. One sec. And then she'd just like give it to me. And I'm like, honestly, I'm just like not a fan of making things really extra, really over the top. I think there's beauty in celebrating things. And I've talked about that on episodes of like, you know, honoring the moment, honoring the celebration. But I just like am not the kind of person to like make a really big deal of a gift or like make a really, really big deal of a day. And so we're keeping it a little cash over here. And I just hope that gives you a little bit of relief because maybe you're from a fam that does things very over the top. I don't have that in me. I cannot believe it's Christmas Day though, truly. Like thinking about the commitment I made to post 25 episodes in 25 days is absurd. And I didn't know if it was possible. And I just started hoping for the best. And this week, I'm not going to lie, has been the most stressful because there's been lots of episodes to get done last minute and lots of other things to do for my personal life, my work life, all of that. But I'm here and I'm grateful and just getting to push yourself to do something that you don't know you're actually capable of and then achieving it is such a beautiful thing. And I really, really encourage you to think about that when you're thinking on what you want to do in the new year. Like, what would make you feel so fulfilled and you've always thought about doing and you just haven't had the guts to go for it? You don't need to tell anyone about it. You can just give her. Just give her. And I want to thank you for tuning in, whether you tuned in for one episode, whether you listened to 25, whether you listened to half of them, or you listened once and laughed. I would do this even if no one was listening, but the fact that people do tune in and give a fuck about what I have to say and want to hear more about TMI stories or different period advice I have, it means the world to me. And I'm so grateful for this community and I'm going to continue sharing for ever, I feel like, unless I, you know, have a moment where I'm like, this doesn't feel aligned, then I won't. But I'm just so happy to create content and to share things about my life. My ultimate goal is to just normalize some of these human experiences, make you feel less alone, and remind you that, like, life is hard. We're all going through it, but we're not supposed to be perfect. We're all just human. And what a great way to say that. I mean, none of my gifts are perfect. None of my ideas are perfect. None of my freaking ways I relay information are perfect. But I'm just here showing up, trying my best. And so the fact that you are here listening and you're supporting me, it means the world. And I am just so grateful for this life that I get to live. And I really encourage you to work towards doing things that feel so empowering for you and feel authentic to who you are, and working on the dreams that you think about secretly. Because when you actually start to work on them, every day may feel very busy. Not every day does, honestly, but some days may feel very busy. But at the end of the day, when I go home and I lay in bed, actually, I'm home all the time. I'm not going home. I work from home. I'm doing everything at home. When I go to a yoga class, though, or I go for a walk or go out of my house and I reflect, I'm like, I had a great day. I'm doing the things that I truly love to be doing. And what else can we say? Like, happiness isn't a constant state of being, but working on things that matter to us and, like, have this greater purpose and mission that we feel really aligned with, that is what life is fucking about. So I'm going to take a break now, and I'm going to spend a week pretty much mostly off social media and off podcasting and really, really slowing down and connecting with myself, connecting with my loved ones, and just trying to close off the year as calm and relaxed and, you know, just peaceful as I can, because putting out so much content does not bring, it brings me so much excitement and so much joy, but not a lot of peace. I need some peace in my house, in my body, in my vibes. And so if you're someone also who's like, I don't know what I'm going to do for this week. Am I going to, like, prioritize myself, or am I going to, like, grind on work that's not immediately necessary? Pick the first option. Focus on yourself. Have some downtime. Relax. You deserve it. The world is not going to stop spinning if you get off of social media for 4 days. Trust me. I also wouldn't be able to do this without Opal, because I have this Opal app on my phone and it blocks my social media use. And if I didn't do that, or if I didn't delete the apps, which I don't want to do, I just want them to be blocked, I would just go on social media instinctively and not even, like, think about it. It's like I'm on airplane mode and my body just, like, my fingers just go to touch the apps. So I have a discount code in the link in the show notes if you do want to get Opal. It just provides that, like, extra sense of support for yourself and your phone and your boundaries and all of that. But I would close but I'll close off this episode thanking you and wishing you the most Merry Christmas and hopefully relaxing week, and know that it's okay if drama ensues. Protect your peace as much as you can and go exercise out your stress, because that's what I'm gonna do. I love you. I'll see you in the new year. You got this. Trust me. Everything's gonna be okay. And let me know in the show notes what you want to see more of. If you're on Spotify, let me know just in the little box in the bottom after the show notes, or go to my website, humanhumanpod.com, and submit a story or a TMI story or a question or just whatever content you want to see in the new year. Do you want more guests? Do you want more personal TMI stories? Do you want more wellness and healing advice? Tell me and I will deliver. And without further ado, happy December 25th. Merry Christmas.